I was younger, now I'm old. And I've never seen those the people of the Lord forsaken. You know? And I've been born again for a long time. Well, it has a long time, yes. But I need to say that in nearly 40 years, it is over 40 years that I've known the Lord, or He's known me, I should say. But it's only in the last 12, 15 years that I've really come to understand serving Him and the desire to serve Him. Up until then, I almost consider those years as being, you may be a Christian for 30 years, but have only been a practicing Christian for maybe one. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, so this morning, the scripture that I want to share from is the 1 Corinthians 3 that Andrew quoted from. And I'd like to read it to you. And I want to focus, because this morning the message I have is a fairly fundamental, very basic message. And when I start off with the first bit, you may not quite understand why I'm sharing it. But it's a word the Lord's put on my heart, and I wish to be faithful to it. And when I start, and Andrew sharing on that scripture and then the song, for me, I see the Holy Spirit involved, and I just pray that I would be, willing and able to open my mouth and let the Holy Spirit to guide me. So I want to read from 1 Corinthians 3. If you have your Bibles, if you could turn with me to that. 1 Corinthians 3, and I'm going to read from verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can be laid than that which is already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. So, this morning, I don't want to talk about how we build, but I want to focus on literally verse 11. For no other foundation can be laid than that which is already laid, which is Jesus Christ. In the last couple of months, I've heard a lot of men sharing in different parts of the world, different preachers, different churches, speaking about the fact that Jesus is building His church, and He's building it His way. I know I've probably mentioned this before or shared this before, but we need to understand that for many years, and it's still happening, when man tries to build his own church, men are building their own church. But Jesus is saying, no, do it my way. You know, whenever you do a building, I know some of us build things without any plan or purpose, but no, with purpose, but rather plans. But we have an architect who has given us a blueprint, he's given us a plan, and he's given us the Holy Spirit to allow us to understand it, to understand what he wants of us and how we are required to build. You know, we are not here to build it our way, in our opinion, the way we think. The Lord has given us very clear instructions, and Jesus wants to build it His way. And so I want to look at this morning is the fact that as an architect, the Lord God Himself has laid this in place. He's put this in place since the beginning of time for each and every one of us here this morning. And so we need to understand that this is given to us. And unless our life is based on a very firm foundation, we're going to have a problem. In Matthew 7, he talks about, is Matthew 7? Yes, sorry, I can never remember. Matthew 7, when he talks about the house on the rock and the house on the sand. We do not want a building that's built on sand. We do not want a building that is going to collapse when we get pressure coming against it. We need to be based on the rock of our salvation, which is Jesus Christ. Paul himself, when he came to the Corinthians, says, I come and I don't preach anything. I don't want to know anything except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And we need to understand that He has done it all for us. He has laid this foundation. And we get it when we are born again. When we accept Jesus Christ into our lives, that foundation is put in place. We do not have to build a new foundation because it's put in place in us. We are building in the Spirit, not in the flesh. And any teaching, any preaching, any projects, any church, anything that we go to, any ministry, any foundational setup has got to be based on Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It cannot be based on anything else. And I share this morning this way because I feel quite strongly about the fact that more and more I see false teaching. Is that probably the only way to teach it? I see false doctrines. And it's all based on man's philosophy, man's efforts, man and his thinking, man and his opinion. And we need to make sure we come back to His Word, come back to the Word that He's sharing and the Spirit that He's sharing it in. In 1 Corinthians 4, Paul speaks to the Corinthians and says, Jesus Christ and Him crucified is the only thing that I share. And I share this in all churches all the time, just as Timothy knows and he's doing the same thing. So it wasn't as though this was a little message over here. It was a message, foundational message of the New Testament church. And in Acts, you can go through it and it's fairly clear. The one thing that we need to understand, when we are born again, something happens in our lives. There's a reconnection. You all know it. I'm hoping you all know it, if you can remember it. I do actually remember it. But sometimes I have to be reminded that I have this foundation in my life. Because there are times when we can actually maybe move aside and start to dig somewhere else. I don't know. But we have this foundation. And this has been given to us when we are born again. And in Matthew 16, Jesus says to the disciples, who am I? And Peter says, you're Jesus, the Son of the living God. And he says, that hasn't been shown to you by anybody else except by my Father who's revealed it to you. And each and every one of us needs to have that revelation in our hearts to remain on this foundation. You know, Jesus wants to build a church. Who is he going to build a church with? What is he going to build a church with? You. If your lives are not based on the foundation and built on that foundation, he cannot use you. I'll put it simply. I've understood. I've been in places like that myself where I may be born again, but I'm certainly not in a place where he can use me to build his church. Even now, I still sort of question his wisdom when it comes to using me. But hey, I can only be obedient to what he actually put in my heart. But we, all of us, need to come to the place of understanding that if we want to be part of God's building, we must make sure our lives are based on that foundation just to begin with, and that we are building ourselves. Because if we're not, he cannot use us. The question that I asked this morning is, do you want to be used by the Lord? Do you want to be part of his building, of his church? And we've all got to come to that decision and say, yes, I'd like to. Or, Lord, I don't really want to, but I'm going to anyway. Which is probably closer to the point for most of us. In that there is always that reticence in coming forward, but knowing that the Lord wants us. And he will mold us, and he will bring us to that point of being useful in his kingdom. And if he can't use us to build with, he'll find someone else, I believe. And so we need to be careful, because in the past I know that I've let things go and I have wandered off. And I know that in those places the Lord has used somebody else. He's moved on, but he's been gracious. We have understood a grace in our lives in that the Lord has brought us back, because there's been a desire, there's been a renewed desire to serve the Lord the way he wants it. And if we are born again, and we've accepted by faith what the Lord has done for us, we can begin to grow. We can begin to mature if we desire it. And we need to understand we cannot build on any foundation except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And so often we may have that foundation, we try to build with the flesh. We try to build some other way. Man's philosophies and ideas. And it doesn't work that way. Because we're building a spiritual building. And we need to understand it's a spiritual building. The flesh does get in the way. You understand what I mean by the flesh is this carnal man who gets in the way of everything. Mine certainly does. We are building a spiritual house. You know, 1 Peter 2 and Ephesians 2 says we are building a spiritual temple for the Lord. And you know, when we built a spiritual temple for the Lord and we accept Him into our lives, He's part of our lives, the Lord doesn't share His temple with anyone. I don't know if you understand that. Once the Lord has come into your life, He doesn't share with anybody. The Lord's temple is the Lord's temple. And we need to come to the place of accepting and saying, Lord, I want to look after your temple. I have weaknesses. The Lord has set me free of a lot of things over the last many years. Okay. But there are still issues in my life that I still have to go before, Lord. I still have to repent. I still have to ask Him, Lord, please, please help me here. And the thing is, each one of us has something different that he needs to be released from, be set free from. But we cannot serve the Lord if we are not coming before Him and repenting and saying, Lord, I want to grow. We need to be in the place where He can work with us. And, you know, if we've been fitted together, you know, we've all got to be allowed to grow, obviously, in our time. The Lord doesn't rush us, but it's when we desire to grow. And we cannot be fitted where we want to be fitted. Have you ever wanted to be in a certain place in the church? I'm sure none of you wanted to be a certain place in the church when the Lord said, no, I want you over here. And it's fact. I've never particularly wanted to be up here. I'm very comfortable doing chairs, believe it or not. But the Lord decided there's other things that I need to be doing. And you accept that and you embrace it. But I cannot do it without the Holy Spirit. I cannot do it unless I'm based on this foundation. Because, as that song said, right at the beginning, it says, if you're a Christian and you're born again and you have God living in you and you have got the Holy Spirit in you, you've got the temple of the Holy Spirit, you are going to be tested. It is not maybe or possibly, it is you will be tested. And we cannot get away from being tested because we're going to have trials, we're going to have temptations, we're going to have things get in our way to try and distract us from what the Lord wants. How often are we taken and led astray by these other thoughts, other people possibly, instead of doing what the Lord wants? We've come to the place, I believe, in the time of the world where Jesus is near. The coming of Jesus is close. And whether it's post or pre-tribulation or where, doesn't really matter. The fact is that Jesus is coming back and we need to be ready for when He comes back. I want to be ready. I want to be one of the five wise virgins who is ready to say, yes, Lord, I'm here. Amen. Amen. Okay. Just thought I'd ask. You know, we serve a living God. And when you look at Ephesians and you look at Romans, we have been made the righteousness of God. Jesus, by His sacrifice, this perfect sacrifice that the Lord has accepted, has allowed us to be the righteousness of God in Jesus. You know, I don't know, you need to give that little bit of scripture some serious thought, because you've been made the righteousness of God in Jesus. I suppose in some quarters they say that's quite heavy, you know, so. But we need this foundation. And if we want to build, we cannot build with the law. You know, quite often we see the foundation of Jesus Christ is laid in our lives. And then, like the Galatians, we try to now build on that foundation in ourselves with law, with human merit, with our own self-righteousness. Anybody here ever been self-righteous? We it's just human nature. I think it's built into us somewhere. Even when we are born again, there's still that desire to try and do it yourself. And you know, this is not a do-it-yourself exercise. You know, Jesus doesn't lay the foundation and let you get on with it in your own strength and the way you want it, in your own opinion. He's given us a blueprint. He's given us a very clear diagram of how it should be built. But most of the time, we actually put that to one side and think, ooh, that looks good. You know, I've shared it before. You know, I don't read a lot of people. And just to prove that, not quite correct, I've been reading Tozer this last couple of weeks because I've had lots of time. And it's called The Crucified Life. And, you know, it just reminds you of who we are meant to be. And we have got to be in a place of identifying with Jesus, identifying with his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. You know, we try to have a resurrected life without dying. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die. And it's just not the way it is. And whether we like it or not is not the point. The point is that Jesus has put in place for us to identify him, identify with him, with the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of the. You know, we have got to pick up our cross. If we don't pick up a cross and deny ourselves, we're not going anywhere. We will have a facade of being religious or Christians. We'll have a facade of being lovely people. Such love. But you know, in here is what really matters. That's what the Lord looks at. You know, the Lord looks at the intent of the heart. He looks at the motivations in your heart. And so we need to be very careful that we are where we are. And quite often, people say, there are other ways of laying a foundation. But in Acts 4:12, it says, there is no other name under heaven given to man by which he must be saved. There is no option. Jesus himself said, unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Why am I sharing this? Because most of you, all of you, are all born again. So why has the Lord put this message on my heart? I believe it. He put it on my heart to remind me of who I really am in Christ. That I am born again. That I have got this foundation. That I have got the Holy Spirit. I've got the Word to guide me in starting to build on this foundation. Including the way the church is built. The church has got to be built on the same foundations. It's got to be built on us. Having been brought to that place where we can be used by Him. And I just want to mention that when Nehemiah, you all remember Nehemiah. He's the guy that followed Ezra and Zerubbabel to build the wall around Jerusalem after the exile. When Nehemiah came to the wall, everything was basically still in place, but the walls had been broken down. There was a lot of rubble lying around all over. What did he have to do to build the wall? He had to remove the rubble so he knew where to build. And so we ourselves maybe have got to that place as Christians, me included, where I maybe need to sift aside some of this rubble to see where my foundations are, to see where I can build. Not on top of rubble, but on top of the solid, sure foundation that we have. That secure foundation that is in Jesus Christ, our rock. You know, we are a new creation. We are born again. We are new creations. And we've got to allow the Lord to change us. We've got to allow the Lord to grow us, to bring us to a place where we can become useful to Him. We need to deny ourselves. Matthew 16:24, Luke 9, it says, deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow me. You who wish to keep your life will lose it. Those of you who lose your life will keep it. It's incredibly simple, and it's an exchange. Jesus for ours. And he is willingly giving himself to take ours from us and give us his life. We have to accept it. We have to empty ourselves of ourselves. And most of us don't particularly like that. I don't know about you, but we struggle. You know, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Any man who comes to the Father must come through me. And he is the only way. And if we look at a lot of the false doctrines of preachers today, they're inclined to say, it's Jesus and. Jesus and the Lord. Jesus and man's philosophy. Jesus and man's own effort. But Jesus has done it all. It's enough. It is enough. Jesus has done it all. And we sometimes think some of the people I've met and listened to which surprised me because they've got mega churches involved that Jesus is actually not necessary. And that to me is just so sad when you're leading people, you know. It's not good. But we are new creations. And 1 Peter 2:4 says we are living stones. We're being built together
for a temple for the Lord. And we need to understand that this temple is His temple, not ours. We've just got to allow Him to do the work in us. And we need to have a solid foundation, which is Him. And we cannot do this in ourselves. We belong to the Lord. You know, as you've been saying, we belong to the Lord. He has been purchased us. He's redeemed us. He's paid for us with His life. Who are we to think that we can still run our own lives? You know, I'm just saying what I believe the Lord is saying to me. We cannot have life without the death. And in 1 Corinthians 11, where we talk about the table of the Lord, Paul says, examine yourselves. And each one of us, I believe the Lord is calling us to examine our lives to see where we stand. Is that foundation clear? Have we tried to build on it with something different? But we need to come back to a clear, clean foundation in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And we look at examining ourselves. What do we examine ourselves? Do we examine ourselves for our lifestyle? Do we examine ourselves for our relationships? Do we examine ourselves for the way we actually live? What is our attitude? I can assure you that the last 3 days I've had my attitude totally, absolutely tested to the limit. Why? Because the Lord is wanting to do a work in me. I could sit and bleat, which I did. Sorry, my wife. She had that the day before, so we're not going to show. But it's because the Lord wants to grow us, and we need to accept it and understand it for what it is. The Lord wants to use us, and He cannot use us if we're not prepared to be based on that foundation, to let Him grow us and to use us. And we know that, in fact, let me read to you from Colossians. If we can go to Colossians 3, verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Then it talks about putting to death the members which are on the earth, which is the flesh. We need to say, Lord, what do you want from me? For too long in my own life, I've actually wanted to. I don't want to make my own decisions anymore. Because I know that if it's my decisions and my emotions, understanding, I normally get it wrong. And I want to be in the place of the Lord speaking to me. The Lord showing me what to do. Because that way, when we embrace what the Lord wants for us. You know, sometimes you sit there and say, Lord, there are no blessings, there's no joy, there's no peace in my life. Why? You need to consider. Maybe you're not walking where the Lord wants you to walk. Because when we walk where the Lord wants to walk, yes, there are going to be trials, there are going to be temptations, but His grace comes with it. The song, He will walk through the fire with us. We're going to have the trials, but He will walk through the fire with us. He has walked through the fire with us several times. And because we've understood that, yeah, we know He'll do it again. But we still shy away from the trials and the temptations. It's crazy because you know the Lord's going to help you. But you still shy away from the trials and say, no, Lord, take it away, take it away. And the Lord's saying, no, I'm here with you. I'm here. And to embrace it. And we look at that reading from Colossians 3, but also you read Ephesians 2, where we've been seated at the right hand of God in Jesus. I mean, it's mind-blowing, you know, really, that Jesus would actually want to take, well, me, how about you guys, and I'm seated with Christ at the right hand of God. I am seated, not going to be, I am. That is really difficult to grasp, to understand with my human mind. But in my heart, that is where I need to understand it. And if we've got that foundation of Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and we are born again in our hearts, you'll come to understand it in our hearts. The head will say, I don't understand, which I don't. So for me this morning, I have
rushed it a little bit. But I believe the Lord is wanting us to build. Building each other as well. We need to build each other up. But He wants us to be built up in Him. And He wants to build a church. But He can't do it without us being built. So if we're not on the right foundation, He can't fit us. Secondly, are we prepared to be fitted where the Lord wants us? Not where we want us. And that can be quite difficult sometimes, because somebody somewhere has got to sweep the floor. And that's always interesting. In a lot of churches, sweeping the floor is somebody else's job. But you know, the Lord puts it on your heart and puts you there. That's what you do. Serving tea. Teaching Sunday school. We all got to be sensitive to what the Lord wants. So, we are in a new covenant now. We are a new creation. The Lord wants us to be built into His temple. And as I said to you before, the Lord is very zealous and jealous over His people. We are such a privileged people. We are truly privileged. And again, it came up this morning. We are a chosen generation. We are a chosen people. And God wants us with Him. You know, so when that trumpet goes, hallelujah, I want to be there. Amen. So this morning, please, just to encourage you, allow the Lord to speak to you. Allow Him to show you where He wants you to go. Clear all the rubble out of the way. Maybe there's rubble. I've had to clear rubble. I'm still clearing bits and pieces of rubble out of my life from 20 years ago or 30 years ago. But it needs to be done so we can see where the foundation, know what the foundation is, begin to build the way the Lord wants us to build. You know, Paul, in that reading from Corinthians 3, he talks about however you build, the way you build, will be tested. It says it will be tested with fire. And whatever comes out of it is going to be what's left. If there's something left over, you'll be rewarded. If there's nothing left, you'll get away, but as if you've been scorched by fire. So, I don't like that idea. I've been too close to a fire once very recently, so we don't want to go there. But yeah, just encourage you. Just let the Lord show you what He wants. Amen. Amen. Let me close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank You that You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the beginning and the end, Lord. You are our Creator, Lord. You know us. You've made us. And Lord, You desire us to be part of Your family, to be part of Your building, Lord. That is Your desire. Lord, I pray that for each and every one of us, our desire would be to accept more and more of You in our lives each and every day. To allow You, Lord, to change us, to grow us, to bring us to a maturity where we can be useful in Your kingdom, where we can be fitted to build Your church, Lord. Help us, Lord, please, to see what it is that we need to be doing. Help us to examine ourselves, Lord. Show us, Lord, what it is that we need to be doing. Lord, help us to put aside our own thinking, our own opinions, Lord. Let them be based on Your word. Holy Spirit, that You would guide us and prompt us when we read the word, when we fellowship with one another, as we pray with one another, Lord. Lord, that we seek You in all things. So I thank You, Jesus. Thank You for the love, the grace, and mercy that You show us. For there is no one like You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Amen.